Hey, it's John from CityCast. If you're in the mood to pamper yourself a little bit this week while supporting cruelty-free products, you should check out Bon Coeur Home and Wellness. It's the best place in Portland to find everything from chic home decor to cannabis accessories. They've got a curated collection of vegan and cruelty-free home goods and wellness products because their name is French for kind heart, after all. You'll get a 20% discount on your first order when you sign up for emails this week at boncoeur.net. That's boncoeur.net and use the code BONCOEURCITYCAST20.
You know, these past few days of fake spring had a lot of us daydreaming about warmer weather and drinks on sunny patios. So today on CityCast Portland, we're revisiting an episode from late last fall where producers John Attariani and Julia Fiaioni joined me to pick the best cocktail bars in town. And as an added bonus, we built in a drinking game. Just take a sip anytime you hear one of us say the words vibe or space. Oh, and if you're more interested in hearing about non-alcoholic beverages, we also have an episode all about Portland's zero-proof cocktail scene. You can find the link in our show notes. So go grab your bespoke ice and shaker, because we're talking cocktails. It's Thursday, March 21st. I'm Claudia Meza, and this is what Portland's talking about. John, Julia, welcome.
Thanks.
Hey, thank you.
So glad that you both were able to make it today.
Oh, yeah.
To talk about one of our favorite things, cocktails.
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 Cocktails. Ooh.
Listener, we have not yet had any cocktails.
Unfortunately so.
But I'm still very excited to talk about cocktails. Did you guys know that no one really knows the origin of cocktails? I was going to come in strong with like a little bit of knowledge that usually just knocks you both on your ass with how much I know. But this time I was like, I Googled so hard, you guys. I almost even opened up a book. And like, everyone's just like, eh. Like, John, you were a bartender. This is a big reason why we're doing this entire chat cast. Like, what is the history of a cocktail?
Yeah, cocktails are kind of like the first American invention. Mm-hmm. Before jazz, before like any other art forms, cocktail was like America's first gift to the rest of the world. A lot of the history of the cocktail is related to the growth of ice and being able to create ice. But there are all these accounts in the 1800s of these travelers going and seeing these magical bartenders whipping up these concoctions for people. Because before that, it was like you either got a whole bowl of punch or you just bought a bottle of whiskey.
Mm.
The idea of mixing drinks to order was a really, really novel idea, you know?
Yeah, I heard that our cocktail was based loosely on the British punch,
mm-hmm.
like the Pimm's cocktail. But I also heard, and John, this could just be, you know, some wayward Googling, but I heard that the reason we started making cocktails, aside from the ice, was because we were just sort of honing in our alcohol making skills, and our alcohol was really bad.
Yeah.
That our alcohol was so rough. Like, it was basically just like ethanol, just like straight up moonshine. That they're just like, well, what if we just put a little sugar mm-hmm. in there and some water? And yeah, like, oh, yeah. now it's sippable, you know? And then came the vests and the fancy shakers and stuff.
And yeah, and then the mustaches started getting waxed.
Well, yeah, John, you've worn a vest in your life. What do you call it?
You're wearing a vest right now. Don't lie.
I am wearing a hoodie and a t-shirt, but yeah, this is.
I thought you had to just so you guys know, I'm not wearing a vest.
He's lying.
I could probably dig it out of my closet. I think I've still got some of the costume pieces back there. So next cocktail show, I'll come fully decked out.
I would love that. So we're gonna hone in on the best cocktail bars, you know, for date nights, for adventurous drinks. How are we gonna narrow this down? Because pretty much any good, like, self-respecting restaurant also has a cocktail menu, and they're not slacking. So if we're just gonna hone in on cocktail bars, like, what are our parameters? Like, what's different from like a normal bar?
I think right off the bat, for me, the environment stands out the most. I think of a cocktail bar and I imagine a very dimly lit, intimate space with small seating and usually a more limited menu mm-hmm. where the focus is on the cocktails and how they're presented and mm-hmm. how you feel while drinking them.
Yeah, I think it is a lot about vibe. I mean, 15 years ago, it would have been there are restaurants and then there are cocktail bars. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think you can have a restaurant that is also cocktail focused if it feels like the bar is the centerpiece of the room.
Okay.
That's sort of like what I would go on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would also just say when I Google this place, if it says cocktail bar on it, I'm going to just say, oh, it's a cocktail bar. Because there are some places that are just like cocktail bar. And you're like, all right, gotcha. So we could also go by that. Let's start off strong. Like, what's everyone's favorite all-around cocktail bar?
All right. My first pick for fave all-around is somewhere that's nearby, which just makes sense. And it's the Sheku Bar, which opened up about a year and a half ago. And I just checked it out this weekend, so it's pretty fresh in my mind. Very classic neighborhood spot, small seating environment, but the bar is the main focus. And the thing that stands out to me the most is just how friendly the owners and the bartenders are. You walk in and you feel like you're at home immediately. But what's special about it is they have a really tasty Japanese-inspired menu with foods like pork katsu, rice bowls, but also killer smash burgers. And then the main thing is they have a 4-page long cocktail menu with cocktails that are really creative, using ingredients like matcha and ginger. So it's just a nice, like, balanced experience for the types of things that you can go there for. Their happy hour is great. So all around, just banging spot for me.
I've never been there. Where is it?
It's off of Sandy in Northeast, right near the Hollywood District.
What about you, John?
Oh, hard to narrow it down, but I think, like, my gold standard cocktail bar is the Rum Club, also on Sandy in Southeast, tiny little horseshoe-shaped bar, and you just feel like you're right there with the bartenders. They're really friendly, but also just really killer at the drinks that they make. And this place is really special to me because when I was a bartender, when I first moved to Portland, this kind of became like the industry after hours spot, right? So like you get off your shift at midnight, and then you know that all the other bartenders from around the region are going to end up at the Rum Club, hanging out there till 2:30 in the morning. It feels like it's super cocktail focused. They have incredible rum cocktails, which I think are kind of not the most respected these days.
And they're underrepresented. Yeah.
Underrepresented, you know? Sure. And I think that some of their rum cocktails are the things that like stand out to me as like notable Portland originals, right? Their Rum Club Daiquiri, which they make with like a maraschino liqueur and absinthe, is like out of this world. But they also have a bunch of other stuff. If you're just like, no way, I don't do rum, they've got a bunch of other spirit cocktails on the menu too. So like, yeah, the drinks are excellent, but it's just like a cozy, great, comfortable space where you feel like you are being invited in and participating in the vibe of the room, which is what I really like about it.
That sounds so nice.
That is really nice. I have two places, and this is why. One of them does not offer food. So really, I shouldn't even be counting this, but the reason I am is because this is my cocktail bar. Like, this is the one I go to the most, and it's going to be surprise, everyone. Surprise. It's in St. John's, and it's the Garrison. I love the Garrison. I think they're really good at what they do. John is just, like, in disbelief. Like, really?
No, I would have put Garrison in my top five, for sure. Yeah. I love the Garrison. Yeah. Go on.
I mean, they're not pretentious. You know, Mike and Micah, who are the main bartenders, they make all of their own everything. You know, like, they're like, oh, what's in season? This summer, they had this banging strawberry liqueur that they were just like, oof. They're just so good at what they do. They're so chill. There's a TV, and it's communal, and you can just sit there. And it's also a really nice space. Like, it feels good in there. The only drawback is there is no food, so you have to get food from other places, and you bring it in, and they're cool with that, of course.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and there's a million restaurants, like, within 50 yards. Yeah, just, like, sprinkled around there. One of the things that I love about the Garrison is that it feels like a place that you can go in with a friend and have a really good time, but it also is the sort of place that feels comfortable going in by yourself, you know?
Yes.
And I think that, you know, that is, like, a really tricky kind of hospitality needle to thread to be able to create a space that has the vibe where the bartenders know just enough to, like, give you a bit of presence and a bit of warmth, but, like, also give you your space too.
They also love dogs. They have dog treats. My dog, whenever I walk by there, she just like makes a beeline. Like, sometimes I don't even want to drink, guys. My dog is just like, we must go to the Garrison.
And they also, let me just like keep praising the Garrison, they have a really good indoor outdoor space as well, which I think is kind of rare for cocktail bars. that like they have an outdoor seating area that is just as comfortable as being inside.
Mm. John kind of nailed it. I feel like I didn't have to say a fucking word about this. I'm like, this was my answer, but John took it. And he's 100% right. Yeah, all those things. The other thing I wanted to say was the other bar I wanted to talk about. I would think this is a little controversial because they're definitely playing the like, can you even get in here vibe, which I, to be honest, hate. Like, I hate that like exclusivity. Yeah. But I was trying to go to another cocktail bar this weekend, which also made my list. Ironically, that bar, which is normally just like, yeah, everyone come on in, was like booked and they're like 45 minutes out. And I was like, for a cocktail? Like in Portland? Like,
what do you think this is? Brunch?
I know, like 3 blocks away, I'm going to get a cocktail. Like, yeah, I'll see you later, you know? So I was like, all right, let's go to Sousal. And if you guys know what Sousal is like this really, like no name. You have to know that it exists. It's the sister bar of Khan, which is one of the hardest restaurants to get into in Portland right now. So Sousal has the same kind of vibe. Like there's a person outside just texting the bar manager whose entire job is to keep the vibe at a like optimum. And only allows X amount of people. Not joking. This is what happened to us. So we go in and they're just like, how many? I was like, 2. Mm-hmm. Texty text. And like, all right, you can go in. And we're like, oh, okay. So of course, immediately we're like, well, we made it. You know, so we go in. There's like, it's not packed to the brim. It's just like enough where all the bartenders are able to breathe and do a really good job. We just realized that. We're like, oh, I know what they're doing. Mm-hmm.
Do you think they also assess the group off of vibe? Like if they're feeling good about you, they'll let you in. But if not, they're like, nah, try again next time.
So I sit down immediately. I'm flanked by like 3 amazing bartenders all wanting to tell me what's good on the menu, being really sweet and just like wanting to have a conversation with me. Do you know, like that's, I feel like a good cocktail bar immediately makes you excited that you're there and that you're having a cocktail, if that makes sense, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I also went to Sousal a couple weeks ago. And the thing that stuck out to me is that since it's like in a basement level, it's underground, you know, it really has this sort of like complete wraparound vibe where you feel like you're really in that space, which is like kind of a cool feeling.
Yeah. You know, Sousal is actually basement in French is what I was told. And I was like, oh,
that makes
sense.
But to
add to that, John, it did make me feel like I was hanging out with the cousins. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, when upstairs is the party, right? Like that's where all the adults are hanging out and they got into the restaurant and they're paying a gajillion dollars for whatever. And then you're in the basement with the cousins and you're like, hey, what's good?
Oh, yeah. So you got away from the parents. You're like maybe playing some video games.
Or like foosball.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the reason why I'm like, no, guys, this is the place is you can order food from Khan. They have a limited menu. So you can order the things upstairs that you can't get into. And they're so good. So we just like, we're like, okay, we're going to get a cocktail. And we just ordered food. Like we're just like, let's have the chicken wings. Let's have this. And it came out like that. And I was like, did we just like hack the system? You know,
you're kind of blowing my mind right now.
It was so, and oh my God, these chicken wings, like the best chicken wings I've had. I don't know. I mean, John, you've been to Khan, so you know, like they were so good.
Khan's food was incredible. Yeah, I went after eating at Khan, so I couldn't even look at the food menu, but I did have a really nice cocktail at Sousal.
Okay, so the first cocktail I had there was like their play on the Sazerac. And this gentleman who brought it out also brought out my friend. He got like a fruitier cocktail and the ice cube was like see-through. Do you know what I'm talking about? Those ice cubes. And so immediately I was like, are you guys doing this here? How are you doing this? And they're like, no, we're buying them. And I was already like, oh, okay, you guys are like not messing around. You're buying your ice cubes. And this dude was so sweet. Everyone helped us out. I didn't want to get a second cocktail with alcohol because I was driving. So I got a... N.A., and if you guys probably know this, but Greg Ordet is very famously sober. So their non-alcoholic cocktail list is banging.
Killer, yeah.
I went ahead and got something that another bartender was just like, hey, you guys just had the chicken wings. Could I recommend the next cocktail? And I was like, yes. And she was like, okay, because this is like the best follow-up. And she was right. It was like this coconut cocktail, no alcohol. I couldn't tell because it had so much depth and flavor.
Wow.
Like I was actually sipping it. It was so good. And that's what made it an all around because I was like, oh, you can bring your sober friends. The only drawback, again, is that it does feel slightly exclusive. Mm-hmm. Like, who knows? Like, what if, like, I was wearing the wrong thing and they're just like, get the hell out of here.
You know, I don't know. Exactly.
Who knows? And also, these cocktails are like $20. Like, they're expensive.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, my non-alcoholic cocktail was $12. Everything else was like 17 to 20. And that could be a little prohibitive. All right, well, let's take a quick break here. And when we come back, let's talk about the best date night cocktail bars.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's talk about a date night. Where would you go? Which cocktail bar would you take your date?
Ooh, I can start with this one. So my pick is the Emerald Room in Kearns. So it's inside the Aimshire Gin and Bourbon Distillery space. And just picture this. It's everything's emerald tiled with gold accents. So it's immediately very inviting.
And oh, it's beautiful.
It feels like a nice space to be in. It's very peaceful. Somewhere you can also go on your own for a self-date, but take someone you want to impress. They have a lot of small dim sum-inspired plates that are very tasty. And when I went there, it was a few months ago in the summer, I ordered the mint julep, and it was one of my favorite drinks I've had in Portland. Super fresh and well-balanced, but the space itself is a little bit tucked away in the Kearns District, so it's not as popular from what I've seen, which makes it seem kind of special and fun to show somebody.
I've never been there either, but you sold me on it. I'm going to pick the Liftoff Lounge on Northeast Sandy. Have you guys ever been there?
Oh, yeah. I love that spot.
So this place is super cool. They say that they're inspired by, like, the supper clubs of, like, the mid-20th century. And it's got this, like, super retro vibe going on. The drink list is, like, super classic. A lot of, like, Manhattans, like, traditional type drinks, as well as some other kind of quirky older drinks. Like, they have a grasshopper on the menu, which is like a creme de menthe thing. And they have a jukebox that is an authentic 45 jukebox. It like actually plays records. And it's all like period music too. I think that sometimes bars can do this sort of thing in a way that feels really gimmicky, you know, of like, ew, we're a retro bar. But with Liftoff, I really feel like they nail it, like top to bottom. And it just feels like a really special place. And like really great booths. I feel like it's increasingly hard to find a good booth at a bar. You know what I mean?
I love a booth. I get it.
But like they've got nice booths. Yeah. Liftoff Lounge. Super, super great.
Nice. I love that space. It's very easy to feel like you've been transported to another space when you go there.
A space that transports you to another space. I gotta check it out.
You gotta check it out. Honestly, this space feels like you're in space if we want to talk about spaces.
Well, you know, I really actually love the Scotch Lodge for like a date just because I like their menu as well. Like you can get a decent, like that could be your dinner.
you know, the food at the Scotch Lodge is incredible.
Mm-hmm. And I really like their wallpaper. I don't know. And I don't know if you guys remember, probably not you, Julia, but that used to be Biwa, which was like this like kind of like fun Japanese style restaurant. And I really miss Biwa. So whenever
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Yeah.
I totally didn't put the two together. Yeah. It's the same.
Yeah. I mean, you even like, because you walk down and all that, just like Biwa, because it's a little underneath like floor level. And whenever I'm there, it just reminds me of like in my 20s going to Biwa. So I'm immediately just like, I love it here. Well, let's move on to which cocktail bars have the most adventurous drinks.
I can go on this. And this is sort of a funny choice for me because I normally prefer sort of like dark spirit stirred drink cocktails. I'm not a big like tiki cocktail person. Mm-hmm. But the one place that I think is really doing it right is Hey Love.
I love Hey Love.
Oh my gosh. Such a good bar. Southeast Burnside. And like the stuff that they have on their menu, they're not the sort of things that I normally would go towards. You know, a lot of like fruit juices and tropical flavors and pineapple, but like they just nail it every single time. And they have some of the best slushies of anywhere that I've ever had in Portland. Mm-hmm. I kind of love this like new world of slushy drinks as being a super creative space. And I feel like I've gotten a couple slushies at Hey Love that I'm just like, I could drink this all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For myself, when I think of an adventurous drink, the first place that comes to mind is Angel Face. Near 28th and Burnside.
Yeah.
And solid. If you've never been, classic cocktail environment where the bar is the focus, dimly lit. But the thing that's special about it is you sit down at the bar and the bartender asks you what types of flavors of drinks that you usually like, and they come up with something to share with you. So you never know what you're going to get every time. And it's inspired by classic cocktails, but there's always a bit of a twist to account for your flavor profile. And every time I've gone, I've always really enjoyed all the drinks that I've had and also just being there. It's really nice and the food's great too. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've just been telling you too for every one of your. And the reason being is that they're not like perfect picks. Immediately, Houston Blacklight has some of the most interesting drinks I've ever had. Do I love them? Like sometimes I'm like, I just drank bone broth with alcohol. Like that's what it will taste like.
Yeah, I agree.
I've ordered like a handful of drinks and maybe two of them, I've been like, oh, it's good. So when I say the most, you know, interesting drinks, I really mean that. I mean that's some adventurous stuff. Mm-hmm. Like if you just want to like get your ass kicked by something like that, you don't understand what is in it, please go to Houston Blacklight. I think it's, have you guys been there?
Yeah, I have.
I have not. I'm a little bit sad about it because the bar that used to be there, the Nightlight Lounge, I mm-hmm. loved so much. So it's sort of like, I miss my old space,
yeah.
But I've heard good things about it.
Mm-hmm. The other one that I wanted to talk about, and the reason I didn't make my 100% list, is because I would rather hang out at Houston Blacklight than this place. And it's because this place is like in the Pearl. So it's already you got to cross the river. And also, it was one of those bars that when it came out, like in the early aughts, it was just on like everyone's list, right? So it made like all the adult magazines, like it was on Playboy. It was like,
I know where you're going with this. Yeah.
You know, and so I feel like now the clientele is like of a certain generation and they're all businessmen because it's of where it is and its location next to so many hotels. And I'm talking about the Teardrop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's one of those places where if you're going to go, bring more than a friend. Like you're going to need a group to make yourself feel okay in that bar. I'm just speaking for myself because it just feels like an airport lounge. Bar sometimes, not the inside space. The inside space is beautiful. It's just the straight up vibes. Like you look around and you're just like, who are these people? Do they even live in Portland?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I got flown in.
I haven't been to the Teardrop in a while, but like I've always had really great drinks there.
Always.
So the Teardrop is perhaps the Portland bar that I was hit on most aggressively by a woman in her mid-50s.
There we go. This makes a lot of sense. Oh my God.
It was very drunk and like very aggressive woman in her mid-50s who took a liking to me at like 5 p.m. at Teardrop once.
And you know she's married in Cincinnati.
She was out with her friends. She was out with the girls. They were having a night.
Yeah, they were at some sort of convention. Mm-hmm. So every drink I've had there is just so delicious. Just the most interesting garnishes. You can just tell that the bar manager always comes around and is like, how do you like your drink? You know what I mean? Like they're just on it. Mm-hmm. Most of the ingredients, I'm just like, I don't know what this is. And that's why to me, it's adventures. I'm like, just gonna spin it here. Like, I don't know. Just hopefully I like this. But I really dig it. The only thing, again, that I'm just like not 100% on is just the general vibes and no diss. It's just like, you know, you like certain things like Houston Blacklight feels more like my vibe, you know, even though I'm not 100% on their drinks. So it's like if I could get the Teardrop bar menu and bartenders over at Houston Blacklight. I saw you come right back, John. I know you miss Nightlight, but you come right back.
I mean, the Blacklight is on my list. I definitely want to check it out.
If you go, get the Jello shots because there's a popping boba inside of them.
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
And the flavors are amazing, like mango and guava, very tasty.
Into it. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about some good, cheap cocktails. Like, what places would you guys recommend?
Best deal in cocktails, hands down, is the Alto Lounge, where they have a $5 cocktail happy hour. Oh. You can get cocktails for $5. And like the food is really cheap. Their happy hour is like out of this world.
Damn.
Not necessarily like the finest cocktails of all time, but like solid, good cocktails
that like absolutely. You
can easily charge twice as much money for. My other one, which I think is the best deal in cocktails, is at Wonderly, which is on Northeast Fremont. Small, nice, you know, again, horseshoe-shaped bar, but they have on their menu a martini and a half and a Manhattan and a half. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's like $16, which is like a little bit much for a drink, but they give you a full cocktail and then like a half of another cocktail in a side carafe.
Oh, that's so fun.
Okay. Okay, Wonderly.
You know, sometimes you want like a little bit more than one cocktail, but you don't want a full second cocktail. Get a Manhattan and a half. It solves a problem that we didn't know could be solved. So yeah, Wonderly. Love that place.
Well, what is the best cheap cocktail in town, according to you, Julia?
Okay, so this is a hotel cocktail bar. Whoa. It's called Abigail Hall in downtown. And my favorite thing about this spot is that they have all day happy hour on Mondays. I always get the Monday blues, so it's something to look forward to, an excuse to go out. It's a very chic environment, tucked away towards the back of the lobby. And it has that same appeal of feeling like it's kind of like an escape because it's in a hotel lobby and you start to feel like the guests are mysterious and from out of town. So it's fun to kind of play that up. But their cocktails are only $9 during their happy hour. They're made really well and they have different takes on the classic cocktails and also more adventurous options as well. But on top of that, their food menu is really solid and also very cheap during that happy hour. So highly recommend. It's somewhere you can also go and just kind of like read a book next to the fireplace and be on your own. So it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest, I'm a little out of the loop as to, you know, where we can find cheap cocktails. Like, John, when you said the Alto Lounge, I was so excited, but also I was just like, that was my pick. Because that's the only one I know. Like, the Alto Lounge is just like a solid, you know, go-to.
Yeah. Somewhere that I have not yet been, but I'm really curious about is Sad Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Love Sad Valley.
Yeah. So this is like the death-themed bar that has an unhappy hour. It goes from 4 to 6, and they have 550 draft cocktails. So that might be a spot for the list.
It's great. Yeah. If you like Houston Blacklight, similar energy.
Cool. Well, guys, thanks so much for hanging out and sharing your favorite cocktail places. Anyone listening, if you have a cocktail bar that you feel would hit any of the questions we had and you want to suggest it, please feel free to email us and let us know, because we want to know. I think we're all big fans of cocktails here. Big fans.
Big fan. Two thumbs up.
Well, that's all for today here on CityCast Portland. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more from around the city. Until then, see you at Slim's.